President Trump will be in Pennsylvania tonight for a town hall discussion. His rival Joe Biden has been spending a lot of time in the Keystone State as well. Biden leads in the polls there, but not always by that much. There is also a tight House race this year for Pennsylvania's 10th congressional district. That's where Republican incumbent Scott Perry is facing a challenge from Democrat Eugene DePasquale, the state's auditor general. And that is where we touch down for this week's Here and Now District Profile series, looking at House races across the country. Katie Meyer, political reporter at WHYY in Philadelphia, joins us now. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Well, let's talk about this district. The lines were redrawn recently after the state's Supreme Court ruled that the previous boundaries were gerrymandered and unconstitutional. Where is this district and where does it lean politically?
Sure. So this is right in central Pennsylvania, south central. So think Harrisburg, which is the capital, as well as the city of York down in York County. But, you know, the interesting thing about this is that when Scott Perry was first elected, the district was more rural. He lost a bunch of his more conservative rural base when there was the redistricting that happened in 2018. So he suddenly found himself, he's a very conservative Republican, suddenly found himself in a much more moderate district. And so, you know, and you said it yourself, you know, it's been a dead heat, basically. And so that is a function more than anything, I think, of Perry kind of having to rejigger his strategy to work in a different district.
Well, and Scott Perry is an Iraq War veteran. He's a member of the Foreign Affairs Committee and the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee in the House. He's also part of the House Freedom Caucus, the conservative group. And earlier this month, he spoke with Fox News about violence that has taken place at some protests this summer. Listen.
We have a system in the United States of America to work out our differences without violence. That's one of the reasons why it's a great country. We resort to violence to resolve our disputes, and we become like a lot of other places in the world where it's unsafe and unstable.
Tell us about Scott Perry's record in office, and what is he running on?
So I think the easiest way to think about Scott Perry is, you know, he is a fiscal conservative, he's pretty socially conservative, and he's allied himself closely with President Trump. Mm-hmm. When you look at this stuff, it's two candidates who are really fighting a very similar type of battle to the battle we're seeing at the top of the ticket. You know, Scott Perry casting himself in the mold of Trump, and DePasquale, meanwhile, casting himself as a Biden-esque, you know, working class roots Pennsylvania Democrat. You know, the race really mirrors the top of the ticket.
Well, let's talk about DePasquale. He's the auditor general, formerly served in the State House of Representatives. He spoke in a recent ad about his working class upbringing and working in his family's restaurant. Listen.
When I wasn't bussing tables, I umpired Little League games and worked as a janitor to pay for college. I learned a lot of life lessons from the people in my neighborhood. In Congress, I'll be on your side because this community deserves a level playing field. Not a system stacked against it.
Does DePasquale align himself pretty closely with Biden? Is he talking a lot about Biden?
He does, yeah. And I think you'll see this in the sort of distinctions he makes on his, you know, major policy positions. So, for instance, you saw Scott Perry saying that DePasquale, you know, supports defunding the police. DePasquale says, no, I want to, you know, look at how police are funded and maybe think about different ways to do it and different ways to reform so, you know, shootings don't happen. But I don't want to defund the police. Same as, like, he doesn't really want a single-payer healthcare system, but he wants a public option built on the Affordable Care Act. You know, he wants, you know, greener infrastructure, but he's not on board with the Green New Deal. So those kinds of careful positions that are designed to appeal to a more moderate Pennsylvania voter.
What are the polls saying?
The polls are really close. I mean, they go back and forth, but we can really think about this as a statistical dead heat. You know, this is going to be one of the closest congressional races in the country, no question.
Mm-hmm. And in terms of the presidential race, because I'm sure we're going to be very focused on Pennsylvania over the next, you know, many weeks until election day. What are you seeing there? You're in Philadelphia. You know, it's the suburbs around Philadelphia that often determine what happens with Pennsylvania.
Sure. Yeah. The suburbs are going to be really important. You know, you saw Trump struggle a little bit more to get suburban votes than other Republicans had in recent elections. I also think that one of the things that needs to be paid attention to in Pennsylvania is high turnout in rural areas, because that's really what tipped Trump over the line, as well as in former, like, blue collar areas You'll see that in the way the candidates are approaching those areas as well. You know, Biden's from the northeast part of Pennsylvania, that area where Trump's been doing really well. He's from Scranton, and you've seen him really stress that in his campaign messaging. And you've seen Trump kind of trying to lay a claim to that area as well, saying, like, you know, I'm the person you liked that you voted for. And now he needs to get that same level of support or, you know, shore up those margins even more if he wants to win again.
That is Katie Meyer, political reporter with WHYY in Philadelphia. Katie, thank you.
Thanks for having me.